Do my probiotics need to be refrigerated? Find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are one of our regular listeners, we are so appreciative of you. We are so grateful for you and that you continue to take the time to hang out with us during this podcast. And for those of you that are new to the podcast, welcome. We are so excited that you've joined us, and please go and check out our library of podcasts, over 350 podcasts in there. All right. So what about probiotics and refrigeration? And the reason that I wanted to talk about this was because I had a patient recently that told me that they had bought our probiotics, but they weren't using them because they were doing a lot of traveling and they knew that they had to be refrigerated, and they'd been gone, I guess, traveling for large intervals of time, and so they weren't taking them because since they weren't going to have a refrigerator on a consistent basis, they figured that they shouldn't take them with them so that they could keep them in the fridge at home.
So, I get that a lot too. Or because they're in the fridge, people forget to take them.
Exactly. That happens a lot too.
Yeah.
You know, and so I told this patient, I said, look, is it best to refrigerate the probiotics? Absolutely. However, I would rather that you take them with you so that you are actually taking them as opposed to not taking them, because they were doing a lot of traveling and we're going to continue to do traveling. And I just told them, look, I mean, just as much as possible, if you can, if you happen to be in a hotel that has a little fridge, stick them in there. If you can't, at least keep them cool. Mm-hmm. If you can, you know, keep them at room temperature. But definitely take them with you so that you can be taking them every day so that they can actually be helping you. Mm-hmm. All right.
Especially when you're traveling.
Especially
really
when you're traveling.
It's important to be taking probiotics when you're traveling.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I thought that it would be a good thing for us to talk about, because it sounds like, Tina, it sounds like you also get this, you know, when you're talking to our patients and our clients in regards to the probiotics.
Yeah, and I tell them that, like, with regard to them forgetting to take it because it's in the fridge, like, if their intention is to go through that bottle within the 30 days of them getting it, because every bottle that we sell is meant to last 30 days,
right.
30 days of everything, right? So the probiotics, the bottle has 60 capsules because you're supposed to take one in the morning, one at night for 30 days, right? So if it is your intention to go home and blow through that bottle in 30 days, you can actually keep it on the counter and blow through it in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
The benefit of keeping it in the fridge is that it is living bacteria, right? They're living bugs. So the more you keep them in the fridge, the more they stay fresh for you longer.
Right.
However, if you're going to get through that bottle in 30 days, not enough of it's going to die off in 30 days for you to not, you know, for them to not be in there, right? They're still going to be in there for you within the 30 days. So just keep that in mind. Like I tell patients who travel, take however many you're going to need for the week that you're gone, put them in a baggie, leave the rest home in the fridge,
right?
Put them in a baggie or put them in another bottle, travel with that, right? But again, if you're going to blow through that bottle in 30 days, you can keep them on the counter with the rest of your supplements so that you don't forget about them.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, so why do probiotics need to be refrigerated, or why should they be refrigerated? Well, first of all, there's different strains of bacteria, but there are, you know, like Tina said, these are live, okay? These are living organisms, and the refrigeration part just helps them to last longer. There are some what they call shelf-stable strains that you can buy, and, you know, that you can buy over the counter. But
they tend to be not as effective.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, but the point here is just that it's a live organism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, those probiotics are bacteria. They're healthy bacteria that are alive. And they will last longer if you keep them refrigerated. And so that's the bottom line. However, we don't want that to keep you from taking your probiotics, especially if you're going to go on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And like Tina said, you know, if you know you're going to use that bottle up in that month, then keep it somewhere where you will actually see it and take it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The key is buying a probiotic that's been in the fridge versus on the shelf, because that probiotic, even if it's shelf stable, first of all, most of them that are shelf stable, like I said, they aren't as effective, the bacteria. But the other thing is that you don't know how long that bottle's been sitting there on the shelf, right? I mean, that bottle could have sat in the warehouse. That bottle could have been sitting on the shelf for who knows how many months. And now you're buying it and bringing it home and taking it, right? So make sure if you're going to buy a probiotic that it is refrigerated, right? Mm-hmm. Then get home. And if you can, refrigerate it. But again, if you need to take it out of the fridge, put it on the counter for 30 days, it's not going to kill them.
Exactly.
Enough for you to not benefit from taking that. So yeah, we do get that a lot, that question comes up a lot about the probiotics.
Yeah, and actually, while we're on that topic, let's talk about the other supplements that we have, the digestive enzymes, okay? So the probiotic is the only one that we recommend that you refrigerate, okay? We also have our digestive enzymes, okay? And I wanted just to mention the digestive enzymes, which those do not need to be refrigerated. But I wanted to mention it because I know that when we sell these products to our patients, our clients, you know, Tina typically goes over the instructions, or our staff, or we always insert a little instruction sheet. But I do get this question a lot when patients will tell me that they're taking their enzymes. They'll tell me, yeah, I take my enzymes in the morning when I take my probiotics and my greens and my detox. Okay, why are you smiling? Because you know what I'm going to say. So I tell them, look, the enzymes are to be taken with your meals, okay? This is the purpose of those digestive enzymes, is to help digest the meal that you're eating, the snack, the meal, whatever it is that you're eating. The purpose of the enzymes is so that those enzymes are right there with your meal, okay? This question I got last week, well, you know, sometimes I forget and it's been like, you know, 15, 20 minutes since I ate, and I tell them, still take it. Mm-hmm. All right. Sometimes I forget too. And, you know, but if it's for me, if it's still within half an hour mm-hmm. of me having eaten, or even if it's within an hour, let's mm-hmm. say that I ate something really heavy, something greasy or something, you know, that I know is hard for the stomach to digest, I'll still take the enzymes. Okay. Because I guarantee you that food is still sitting there, getting broken down, getting digested. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to just make sure that that was clear, that the enzymes, the digestive enzymes, are to be taken with meals.
And that's the pink bottle.
Yes.
So in case people are wondering, because they always refer to them by the color of the bottle.
Oh, right, right, so right. Actually, we do have some bottles here. We can show and tell too. So we'll show and tell that, so that those of you that are watching this on YouTube.
These ones are the enzymes, the pink bottle. And the blue bottle is the probiotic.
Right.
So the enzymes are the ones that get
with
taken
your
with
meals.
Now, the probiotics, on the other hand, it's really important, if you can, to take the probiotic on an empty stomach. And that's why I tell people to take it first thing in the morning and then before you go to bed at night. Typically, that's when you have an empty stomach. Again, it'll still work with food, but it's going to work a lot better if you take it on an empty stomach, because there's not food getting in the way of it getting in the gut. So really important to take these guys on an empty stomach. Really important to take these guys with every single meal. One with every single meal, even if it's a small meal. And the other thing is, a lot of people ask me about, there's a lot of supplements out there that are like an enzyme probiotic combo.
Mm-hmm.
Do not take those. These are two totally different things. This is to help you digest food. This is to help repopulate the gut with bacteria. They're meant to be taken at different times. So there really isn't a great one out there that you could do that serve both purposes, okay? It's just not the best way to approach taking these types of supplements. The other thing I hear a lot, especially about probiotics, is, oh, well, I eat yogurt, so mm-hmm. I don't need probiotics. You would literally have to eat 25 yogurts a day to get the same amount of one capsule of bacteria. The other thing to know about eating yogurt is that yogurt typically has sugar in it, and bad bacteria loves sugar. So what happens is, you're eating a yogurt and the bad bacteria in the gut is actually gobbling up all the good bacteria mm-hmm. before it even has a chance to settle in the gut. So please don't think you can eat a yogurt and that it's doing the same thing as taking a good, healthy probiotic, because it's not. So just be aware of that. I always tell any patient over the age of 40, especially if you're having digestive issues, should be on both of these. Absolutely. But just for good measure, you know, like if you're digest, if you feel like you're digesting well, you're having good bowel movements, everything is fine, then you're good. But if you start to have digestive issues, those are the first things you should turn to.
That's right. All right. So I hope that we were able to answer some questions that you may have about probiotics and enzymes. If you're not taking probiotics or enzymes, you should. Absolutely should. The probiotics, my opinion, everyone should be on probiotics. Okay. Our gut bacteria gets totally off balance with all sorts of stressful situations, with foods that we eat, with medicines that we take, stress. I mean, I would say everybody is exposed to stress. That affects the bacteria in your intestine, okay? And so...
Even our kids take these.
Absolutely. So everyone should be on probiotics. And then the enzymes also, in my opinion. I mean, we take the enzymes with our meals. I mean, do I sometimes forget? Yes, I do. But the enzymes will help you in digesting your food and help to make sure that you're getting the actual nourishment of the food that you're eating, okay? So there was one other thing I wanted to say really quick. Okay, actually, that's it about that. However, I do have a couple really exciting topics that we're going to talk about coming up here in the next couple weeks. We had someone ask us to talk about the brain-gut axis and like neurotransmitters, and which I think is a fascinating subject. A little bit huge of a subject to cover in just 12 or 15 minutes.
We're going to have to break that one down among many podcasts.
We'll try to summarize that down into, you know, make it as easy as possible, but it is a big topic. But another topic too that I want to talk to you guys about, that we're going to talk to you about here in the next couple weeks, is about our vibration, our energetic vibration, and foods that we can eat to raise it, okay? And I'm not talking about caffeine, okay? I'm talking about real food. So we've got a couple really exciting topics coming up that I think will be very interesting. If you have not connected with us and you want to connect with us, you can find us on our website, www.drlizcruz.com. There is a magenta colored button on the homepage that you can click and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. And that's over the phone. Again, that's free. And that's for anyone. You don't have to be a patient of ours. We have clients all over the world that have done a wellness consult with Tina. We do have a Spanish-speaking nutritionist, Jaja, and so please connect with us. That's free to you. And if you haven't subscribed to this podcast, please subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes. And lastly, if you haven't rated us, please rate us and please give us a 5, because that'll actually help other people just like you to find us. All right, well, on that note, we're going to go ahead and say goodbye. And we are so appreciative of your time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.